What if the most common health problems had a single, simple cause? It almost sounds too easy, but Casey Means argues that everything from depression to heart disease, from dementia to diabetes and cancer, can be traced to problems of metabolism, and that by learning about and managing our own metabolism, we can live longer, healthier lives. Casey is a medical doctor and the chief medical officer and co-founder of Levels, a health technology company focused on metabolic health. Her book, written with Callie Means, is called Good Energy, The Surprising Connection Between Metabolism and Limitless Health. And she joins us now to share five of her big ideas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Casey Means, author of Good Energy, The Surprising Connection Between Metabolism and Limitless Health. I went from the belly of the beast of healthcare, Stanford Medical School, and training as a head and neck surgeon, to taking a total 180 and becoming a preventative health doctor, a wellness tech company co-founder, author, and metabolic health evangelist. During my training as a surgeon, I saw how broken and exploitative the healthcare system is, and I left to focus on how to keep people out of the operating room. I also had an experience that was even more personal. My mom died within 13 days of a terminal diagnosis after 40 years of missed warning signs. Today, I'm going to share with you five insights from my book, Good Energy, to help you and your loved ones have a different outcome than my mother, to help you avoid disease and hopefully stay out of the operating room, and also to feel incredible and age well. Insight number one, the optimization culture and longevity conversations have lost their way. We're missing the forest for the trees in the longevity, diet, and health optimization conversation, and it's limiting us from truly thriving on the deepest level. You might have heard advice like cold plunge for 12 minutes a week to build brown fat, or do 150 minutes of zone 2 training per week, or try a carnivore diet. However, despite endless noise and strong opinions in the health and fitness space, American children, adults, and the elderly are getting sicker, fatter, more depressed, and even more infertile every year. Fewer than 25% of Americans meet the basic physical activity guidelines, and chronic disease and obesity rates are going up every year. What's going on? The reality is that everyone being confused about the right strategy for health is the goal. This confusion is causing us to spin and be paralyzed and lose track of the reality that it is actually quite simple to be healthy, and it is not that complicated. Our healthcare system profits off our long-term illness and symptoms and benefits from us being divorced from our common sense and a joyful connection with our bodies and the environment. The answer to health is not about endless protocols and biohacking optimizations. The science is showing us clearly that the thing that leads to nearly every chronic disease and symptom in the modern Western world is metabolic dysfunction, which is actually quite easy to test for and fairly simple to improve. And yet, most doctors don't understand it. This keeps us in a game of playing whack-a-mole symptom management medicine and not getting to the root cause. This is good for the bottom line of the business of healthcare, and it's not good for patients. Metabolism refers to the set of cellular mechanisms that transform food into energy so it can power every single cell in the body. It's the conversion of 70 metric tons of food we take in our lifetimes to a form of energy that our body can use to power everything we do. It's the foundation of all health, because without energy, nothing works. The most recent research shows that in 93% of Americans, metabolism is not working properly and the body is underpowered. This is what I call bad energy. You might not have thought much about whether you have good energy or not. When cellular energy production, our metabolism, is working well, you don't have to really think about it or be conscious of it. It just is. Your body has an exquisite set of mechanisms that make good energy happen every second of the day. These cellular mechanisms create sustained and balanced energy, distribute it to every cell of your body, and clean up the residues from the process that would otherwise clog up the system. When you hold the keys to this one critical, foundational bodily process, you can be an outlier, a truly positive kind of outlier. You can feel vital and enlivened and function with clarity of mind. You can enjoy balanced weight, a pain-free body, healthy skin, and a stable mood. If you're of childbearing age and hoping to have kids, you can enjoy the natural state of fertility that is your birthright. The secret to holding the keys to good energy is so much simpler than we've been led to believe, and it does not entail endless complicated protocols, specializations, prescription medicines, or a fancy expensive treatment. This is the reframe we need to shift the trajectory of American health the huge misconception that being healthy is complicated. It's not, but more than $10 trillion of industry want you to think it is. This leads me to insight number two, which is that the future of American health is about connection, not silos. The average American sees over 20 different types of doctors before they die. There are over 100 medical specialties, and this increased specialization has tracked with worse patient outcomes. The siloed view of diseases, symptoms, and specialists is harming us because it fails to recognize the connected nature of the body as well as the body's connection to everything around it, from sunlight to food to soil to air to water. In ignoring root causes of what actually leads to diseases inside our cells, we have relentlessly focused on symptoms, which are merely the manifestation of that cellular dysfunction. We ignore the cellular dysfunction and confuse the symptoms for the disease, to disastrous effect. This is the equivalent of spending your life weeding, but never pulling the weed out from the roots. It's also akin to spending your life mopping up a floor, but never just going and turning off the faucet. This is why the more we spend on American healthcare managing symptoms, the sicker we're getting every year. We're not focused on the core physiology like metabolic dysfunction that connects most chronic diseases in the modern world. The future of health is about connection, specifically connection in four areas. First, the connection between the root causes of our symptoms and diseases. Our ailments are connected rather than siloed. Research is only recently allowing us to see this clearly. And now we have the tools and technology, such as at-home lab testing, continuous glucose monitors, wearables, and more, to truly understand what's happening inside our cells at the molecular level and realize how interconnected everything is. There's a trunk to the tree of so many of diseases that we're facing today in the United States and its metabolic dysfunction. Second, we need to recognize the connection between our bodies and the natural world. Think about the sun, soil, food, water, and air. As we crush land and ocean biodiversity with industrial agriculture and overfishing, we are creating toxic and nutrient-depleted food that directly hurts our biology and metabolism. As we orient towards a good energy framework, we can heal our cells and the earth. The health of one is dependent on the health of the other. Third, we need to understand the connection we have in deep, trusting relationships is the foundation for nervous system regulation, and currently, loneliness is killing us. Through technology, we have a sense that we're more connected than ever, but the data is showing us the opposite. The more we get on our digital devices, the more lonely we actually feel. And this changes the biochemistry inside our bodies away from metabolic health. Fourth and lastly, we need to start recognizing the miraculous connection between life and death in an endless cycle. Many of us in the Western world live in a state of constant existential fear about death, and this literally hurts our health because our cells hear every thought that we're thinking through our biochemistry. In Good Energy, I provide strategies for how we can make conscious efforts to train our brain back to being able to see and appreciate the majesty and grandeur of nature and the life cycles, and our interconnection with animals, the harvest, the sun, the moon, birth, death, and seasons. Being outdoors in nature and having curiosity about the relationship between life and death and the natural cycles of nature can be one of the best things to relieve the existential anxiety that is keeping us down in the Western world and making us feel so limited. A big part of strengthening our focus on connection is actually connecting with ourselves. This leads me to our next insight. Don't trust doctors. Don't trust the science. Don't even trust me. Trust yourself. There's a lot of noise in the health space, but I implore you to ignore it and focus on two critical things. One, your own body awareness. Learn to listen and understand what your body is constantly trying to tell you through your symptoms. We're trained as Americans to squash symptoms. We think they're intolerable. If you have a headache, immediately take an Advil. If your knee hurts, take a Tylenol. If you've got a rash, put some cortisone cream on it. We need to learn to listen to what the body is telling us. And number two, focus on your own personal biomarkers and lab tests. Together, simply focusing on our symptoms and our body awareness coupled with our personal biomarkers and lab tests can give us a clear readout of how our health is doing and whether our choices and strategies are working. It cuts through all the noise of the food, nutrition, fitness, and health space and lets us focus on what matters, how our own bodies are doing. Now is the most exciting time in history because we have the tools and technology today to hear our own bodies. The truth is that the best hospitals in the world are teaching and practicing outdated medicine. They are all abjectly failing at preventing and reversing chronic metabolic disease. The more studies that get published on nutrition and fitness, the sicker and heavier we're getting. Obesity rates are tracking in parallel with per capita expenditure on fitness. Americans are more confused than ever about what to do and what works, and it seems that the more we spend and invest on health, the worse our health is getting. I deeply respect doctors, but I want to be very clear on something. At every hospital in the United States, many doctors are doing the wrong things, pushing pills and interventions when an ultra-aggressive stance on diet and behavior would do far more for the patient in front of them. By learning to understand some simple biomarkers that tell us how our cells are functioning and understanding what they mean and really being the CEO of our health and tracking these biomarkers regularly and learning to hear our symptoms and slow down enough to actually have that body awareness, we can take so much more control over our health and understand whether our strategies are working or if they need to be modified. This brings me to insight number 4. The health solutions are simple. The health solutions are so much simpler than we've been led to believe. In Good Energy, I talk through 7 primary pillars that are modifiable in our lives that can directly impact our metabolic health. And these include food, sleep, movement patterns, stress management and emotional health, environmental toxin exposure, and our relationship with light and temperature. When we take stock of each of these different pillars and improve them in our lives to support our metabolic health, we can get radically healthier very quickly. One of the most important solutions is food. You can truly get beyond the diet wars by just focusing on food as molecular information and giving your body the molecules it needs to be metabolically healthy. And this really comes down to making sure you're getting in 5 different categories of food. These are micronutrients and antioxidants, omega-3 fats, probiotic sources, healthy protein, and adequate fiber. On top of this, we want to remove 3 things. We want to remove the unholy trinity of refined added sugar, refined industrial seed oils, and refined grains. If you want to learn how to stock your kitchen and what to eat and to totally get past dietary dogma, simply learn a few of your favorite sources of each of the 5 metabolically healthy elements, the antioxidants, omega-3s, probiotics, protein, and fiber. And then simply mix and match these to create your meals. Some of my favorite sources include colorful fruits and vegetables, spices, herbs, cocoa, coffee, and teas for antioxidants. For omega-3s, I love sardines, mackerel, salmon, hemp seeds, chia seeds, basil seeds, and walnuts. For probiotics, I love sauerkraut, kimchi, miso, kvass, and Greek yogurt. For protein sources, I like grass-fed regenerative meats like elk, bison, venison, beef, pasture-raised eggs, poultry, turkey, and I also like beans and legumes for protein. And for fiber sources, again, I love beans and legumes, highest fiber fruits like avocado and raspberries, and I love seeds like chia seeds, hemp seeds, flax seeds, and basil seeds. So that's really what my kitchen looks like. And if you can mix and match different foods from these categories to make your meals, you're going to be giving your body a lot of what it needs to be metabolically healthy. Another good energy tip that I talk about in the book is that we simply need to find ways to build low-grade movement into the fabric of our everyday lives throughout our days. We're so obsessed with the concept of exercise in our culture, yet even though fitness memberships have gone up by 10% since the year 2000, we've gotten way heavier during that time. An unlock we need to embrace is that a body in motion throughout the whole day, not just for an hour during a workout, has the healthiest metabolic physiology. We need to get back to moving regularly throughout our days because what this does is it actually signals to our cells to push our glucose channels to the cell membrane from inside the cell and take up glucose throughout the day for processing by the mitochondria. If we sit throughout the whole day and then just exercise for 1 to 2 hours, that's a lot of time during the day when our cells are not getting the signal to be metabolically active. How about tracking? How do we make this simple? Again, it's not as complicated as we might think. If we simply track and understand a handful of basic, affordable biomarkers 3 to 4 times per year, we can really cut through the noise and understand how our dietary and lifestyle choices are impacting our health outcomes. The biomarkers that I really like to check at least 3 to 4 times a year are fasting glucose, triglycerides, hemoglobin A1C, blood pressure, HDL cholesterol, ApoB, uric acid, C-reactive protein, liver function tests, fasting insulin, vitamin D, and a few others. If we learn the basics of what these mean about our foundational cellular health and track them regularly, we are well on our way to cutting through the noise of health and gaining clarity on whether our strategies are working. And cutting through this confusion can make us feel a lot more confident in our health journey. Couple these lab tests with a wearable tracker that tells us about sleep, steps, blood sugar, and heart rate, and we can see so much more about our health than even our doctors can tell us in our once-a-year visits. We don't need to be in the dark about our health, and we don't need to accept scraps of information from our doctor. We can actually take a lot of control ourselves with the amazing technology we have access to learn about our own bodies. And this leads me to insight number 5. Fearlessness is the highest form of good energy. This last insight might make you scratch your head a little bit. What does fearlessness have to do with metabolic health? The reality is that our cells hear every thought that we are thinking through the way that our thoughts translate through nerve impulses, hormones, neurotransmitters, and biochemistry to reach all of our cells and impact their function. Anything that causes chronic fear or stress in our lives and in our thoughts is going to divert our resources and our cells from thriving and from repair towards defense and alarm. It is our most fundamental job as humans to take stock of the persistent fear and stress triggers in our life and work to heal them or limit their exposure. This is more than a physical or mental health journey. It's a spiritual journey. And it matters because fear and stress crush all components of metabolic health on the cellular level. In the span of just a century, we now have the technological capability to be exposed to the threats facing any person anywhere in the world 24 hours a day, all live streamed to a screen in our hands, generating unprecedented chronic stress and fear. Hundreds of millions of people in the US are now suffering from depression, drug abuse, anxiety, and other mental health issues. Close to 40% of US women report a diagnosis of depression in their lifetimes, and a full third of Americans report an anxiety disorder in their lifetime. 3/4 of young Americans feel unsafe daily. It's easy to gloss over these statistics, but take a moment to take them in. In a time when life expectancy and standard of living seem to be higher than ever, hundreds of millions of people in the wealthiest country in human history, including children, are suffering from sadness, fear, and profound stress. Western culture has sterilized and desanctified the awe-inspiring mysteries of the human experience. It has separated our lives from nature, and it has robbed the health journey of joy and awe. A return to a deep examination of our miraculous opportunity of being alive is the critical missing piece of the modern health conversation. For specific recommendations on how to cultivate fearlessness and good energy, I recommend ordering the book. I can't wait for you to take control of your health and feel better than ever before. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy the book and that it has a huge positive impact on your life.
Thank you, Casey. That was 5 big ideas from Good Energy, the surprising connection between metabolism and limitless health. Also check out our book bite for Lifetime, Your Body Clock and Its Essential Roles in Good Health and Sleep by Russell Foster. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.